Hello, welcome.
Do you know what today is?
March 31st.
Hope you like potatoes.
Why is that?
It is National Tater Day.
Would you pass the taters, please?
I'm gonna take me some of these taters home with me.
Go in the kitchen and peel some potatoes.
Baked, boiled, or mashed.
Take out your taters.
Maybe because you got your taters out.
National Tater Day.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
We're gonna dedicate the entire show to taters? Are you kidding me?
Why are you griping about this? I love my spuds, baby.
Well, so do I, but the whole show?
The best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1. WQKX.
In digital HD.
Oh, wait. It's also National Prom Day, where we dig up our old prom pictures.
Oh, later, tater.
Or pass the taters. Let's do a show.
Yeah. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
National Tater Day. Get out of here. Yesterday was Take a Walk in the Park Day, and we did just that.
We did. That was actually my first time in the Shikellamie State Park in probably 20 years.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's been a few for me, but you know, some things changed, some things didn't. You were looking for the tetherball. I don't think it's there anymore. I could be wrong.
We used to go there for pretty much every Mother's Day. We would get a big box of chicken, bad chicken. And find a picnic table, and usually somebody had a boat or whatever, and spend the day.
I used to go to that restaurant. Now it's a cement slab.
I don't know
what's going to happen there.
I think I remember that coming down, but it shocked me because I like re-remembered it, and I'm like, ooh, it's not there anymore.
But you know, the paths are still there. Mm-hmm.
And the squirrels. Boy, there's...
The geese and the squirrels. The squirrels, I got to be honest, kind of creep me out because there was one or two there, and then all of a sudden there was 10 there.
That's because somebody threw like a whole bag of peanuts on the ground next to that car. That's why there was like 30 of them. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I was thinking maybe they were following us.
No, but that one got really close to me. I thought he was going to let me pet him. I'm like, geez, you're not.
No, Sam Tyler said, well, yeah, people feed them sometimes right out of their hands. Mm-hmm. No, sorry, not this guy. If you want my nuts, you have to come and get them.
Oh, okay, God, so, let's not go there.
You know, I mean, like, forget it. I'm not feeding the squirrels out of my hand.
Oh, only you can get away with that joke.
I had fear that one was going to run up my pant leg.
And
it's just like, no, that's how close they were. But lots of squirrels, the geese were fabulous. They're all talking to us.
Yeah.
Walk, 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 walk.
Well, they weren't doing anything until I made that noise, and all of a sudden they started talking back to me. I'm like, they're speaking my language.
Yeah, imagine what they were saying about you, though.
I know.
Look at that goose.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Take a gander at that goose. Never mind. Anyway, we did have a good time. Look for it on our Facebook page, right?
Absolutely.
All right. On the way, some late night TV. Yeah, we're going to talk about Chris Rock for the rest of our lives, I guess. But Jimmy Kimmel has the latest.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
One of the unintended effects of what happened on Sunday is that Chris Rock's ticket sales are up. I went on StubHub. The tickets are crazy expensive. It's $886 for a balcony seat, $1,705 for mezzanine. By the end of this tour, Chris Rock will have enough money to actually produce G.I. Jane 2.
WQKX. 94KX.
So somebody asked me yesterday on Facebook, are you Team Will or Team Chris?
Lord.
I had to think for a while because I thought, what the heck does this mean? Maybe I'm thinking of DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince too much. I don't think of Will. So I was like, neither? You know? Do we have to be on a team? Is that how divided our country has been? You're either on one side or the other for every issue in the world.
I think it's kind of weird that we're even talking about making it a team to keep pushing this whole thing. Like, these are millionaires. You're only fanning the flame and making them more money.
Wanda Sykes and Amy Schumer are both solid Team Chris Rock members, and they are both traumatized from the slap.
This hurts my heart because I love them both. They're so great comedians, but this is so dramatic, and they're just milking it for all it's worth, and that's sad. Like, let it go.
Listen carefully to this milking it, like Karina said.
I saw Chris at Guy's party. And as soon as I walked up to him, the first thing he said was, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, why are you apologizing? He's like, it was supposed to be your night. It was supposed, you and Amy and Regina, y'all were doing such a great job.
Yeah, Chris is a sweet guy.
I just felt so, it was sickening. I physically felt ill, and I'm still a little traumatized
by
it.
Yeah, well, It was done and it's over, so could we move on? But traumatized? I don't think so. Wanda Sykes, I love you. Just get over it and go back to being funny like you're supposed to be. And for Chris Rock to say it was supposed to be Wanda and Amy's night, no, it wasn't. They were the hosts. It was supposed to be the winners' nights, the Oscar winners' night.
And I get it. It was three women, you know, for the first time ever hosting, but again, that's not the whole goal of the Oscars, but this is what happens. Let's see what happens at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, and something always does. Grammys this weekend.
We don't
maybe
need
somebody will slap somebody at the Grammys.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't need any hold my beer moments, okay, people? Just do the show.
We'll call it the Grammy Whammy.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
How do you like your taties?
Every which way.
Ford Fun Line's always open, 1-800-326-94KX. And we'll post something up for you. Stand by.
WQKX 94KX.
What we need's a few good taters.
What? Taters?
Potatoes. What? Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings audio there for you.
They call me Tater Salad.
It's National Tater Day. I love taters. You love taters. Mm-hmm. We're Irish. We came from the land of taters.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
I don't know if I have one. I like Irish potatoes, they call them small little ones.
The dinosaur eggs?
You could call them that, yeah. Yeah, they look like some kind of rather large bird eggs or whatever. But they're so condensed. They're so real tater flavor. And you do them in butter and maybe a couple of spices on there and away you go. Mashed potatoes, would they be America's favorite?
Yeah, I've never met a potato I didn't like.
Oh, okay, so you don't have a favorite? You just like them all?
No, I just have different ways I use certain potatoes. Like if I'm doing mashed potatoes, I actually prefer red potatoes and I leave the skins on. Mm. And then
I like red skin potatoes, but you're not allowed to call them that anymore. You have to call them Washington Commando.
Okay.
Potatoes.
Why?
It's an NFL joke. For
Oh, yeah, with the team.
Like the Redskins, yeah. Anyway.
Yep, and then I do like a loaded mashed potato with like bacon and scallions and cheese. And
oh, is that what you call that?
Mm-hmm.
Baked potatoes and you had a few drinks. That was a loaded potato. I didn't know.
No,
I didn't
baked know. Potatoes when you've had too many of it. Anyway.
Uncle Herb's at the grill again. He's been drinking way too much. What is he making? Loaded potatoes. Anyway.
I think you said probably the favorite is mashed, but I got to also say I think French fries.
French fries? Simple old French fries?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, it's a potato and it's fried, so there you go. It's the American way.
Yeah, it's the American way. It's
fry
crazy.
Everything.
Yeah, it's called fast food. It's the American way.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
I guess we have to address also that it's National Prom Day because only Karina has pictures of her high school prom on her phone. Or maybe it's not only Karina. There are no known pictures of Tom Morgan at the prom.
So it's kind of like in the forest. If the tree fell and no one's around, it didn't happen?
That's exactly what it's like. So as far as I'm concerned,
well, you didn't
Tom Morgan at a prom never happened.
Well, you didn't bring me a corsage, so I don't think it's happening today either.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Ah, someone was unmasked last night in The Masked Singer. I don't watch the show. I watch the highlights at 4 o'clock in the morning. This is what we do when we're in morning radio.
Mm-hmm.
You and I sound like we don't get any sleep. We watch TV all night. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not true. We do have services that, you know, we could tap into and see what happened with.
We get the cliff notes.
Yeah, the cliff notes. Right, right. It happened last night.
I feel the earth move right under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
That's some terrible singing right there. You got to unmask this first. That's not Carole King singing, I'll tell you that much. Just tell her to take the mask off.
The celebrity singer with the fewest votes and sent home tonight is Lemur.
Oh!
Who's behind the mask? Audience, say it with me. Take it off.
It's only so you can get away with saying take it off.
Entrepreneur,
the one and only Christie Brinkley!
Okay, supermodel, yes, but actress and entrepreneur? Okay, she invented
a
couple...
Well, she has a skin line. I think that's what they're
referring
to.
And as far as actress, she was on, like, National Lampoon's Vacation driving a sports car?
Wait, what? She does the ditzy hot girl thing, but yeah.
All right,
I don't know
whatever.
If they call her an actress, but...
Christie Brinkley was unmasked last night.
You never know who's going to be on there.
Yep. And you'll never hear someone walking down the hall here saying, take it off. Just won't happen.
HR!
Buzz is on the way next. Sports and AccuWeather. Good news on the other side.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Well, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Two Holocaust survivors hadn't seen each other in over 80 years reunited in Florida.
He jumped on the seat and came running over to my seat and said, "You're my brother." He
said, like I find my brother.
I was very emotional. I'm normally not a very emotional guy.
He was in my camp and working with me together.
Aww, that's Jack Waxel and Sam Ron talking about the joy of seeing each other after decades apart.
Okay, soccer fans, unite. Now, before you change the channel, no, this is something that should happen at all sporting events. Listen to the national anthem at the North Carolina soccer game the other night. I get it. You like to see celebrities and pop stars and music people sing it. But when you don't have anybody, ask the crowd to sing it. And the Charlotte FC fans, they did a good job.
They did.
That's very cool. Maybe we should do that more often.
Very in unison, too.
Trout season starts this weekend, people. And the Fish and Game Commission says, let's just be safe.
Consider...
Okay, I don't think that's what we were looking for. However, thank you, Mark Lawrence. it says no matter what boat you're floating in this weekend, make sure you wear your life vest.
I'm actually surprised my dad wants to have
this
breakfast.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, Jimmy Fallon on the way with late night TV and Amazon. Remember, they made a big deal when they were using drones? Well, they're taking it into phase two. Stand by for that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
We need any more of that flying around.
Birthday buddies and more on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Amazon has been secretly testing its drone delivery program. And this year, they plan to drop packages from the sky to more than 1,000 customers. Pretty soon at Amazon headquarters, they're going to be like, Target acquired. Release the Fruit of the Loom 3-pack right now. Yeah.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Here we go with the celebs. Jessica Zohr is 37 today. You might know her as Vanessa in Gossip Girls.
Oh, judging by your face, I'm going to say no.
Yes, I don't watch the show. I'm sorry.
And she doesn't gossip either, so that's what's good.
I try not to anyway.
Ewan McGregor is 51 years old today. He's Obi-Wan Kenobi and all those Star Wars
prequels. Yeah, I know him. Yes, I do know him.
Here's one that you'll know right away. Angus Young is celebrating a birthday today.
Can we just play this whole song? Because this is like the best song ever.
Is it really the best song ever?
Well,
I mean,
all right. I overstayed it. I'm
She's
sorry.
A rock and roller.
I do love this song, too.
It's a good song.
All right, so
it
Angus.
Get you pumped up.
Yeah. Our boy Angus is 67. Meanwhile, not so pump you up would be Al Gore. He's 74. Oh. Another boring vice president, because in order to be the vice president, you have to be boring.
The chief of climate.
Shirley Jones is 88 years old today. Mrs. Partridge.
I thought she was gone. I'm so sorry. I thought she was gone. I didn't realize she was still around. Thank goodness she is, because I love her, but oh my goodness.
And here's a name that some of you might not recognize until I tell you who he is. William Daniels is 95 years old.
I know who he is.
He is Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World.
Yes. He's been
brushing
a lot
up on your
stuff.
Shakespeare?
Well, yeah, you know how you always told us that we should take what we learn in the classroom and apply it to everyday life?
You and Topanga?
She's moving to Padua.
Pittsburgh, she told me. I'm sorry, Mr. Matthews.
Well, listen, there are those who don't think we can make it because we're just a couple of kids, but, you know, here's the proof, Mr. Feeny, that two kids, with everything going against them, can take the power of love and make it work.
Well, boy.
What?
You haven't actually finished the play, have you?
He had the best professor voice
ever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, those are the celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday, Mr. Feeny. now it's time to go to the locals. What do we call them, ladies?
Birthday buddies.
We certainly do. Happy birthday to Amy Minier. She is 46 years old.
And she's actually my cousin Macy's wife. So happy birthday, Amy.
Okay. Way to go, Amy.
Courtney Burris is 30 from Middleburg. Happy birthday.
Danielle Ola from Cole Township is 46 today.
Happy birthday, Deborah Young. She's 71.
Dennis Dick from Danville is 43. Happy birthday.
Hannah Schreiber is 18 today. Wow. Happy birthday, Hannah.
James O'Brien from Sunbury is 59.
Julie Rao from, it doesn't say, but she's 43. Happy birthday.
Lisa Torres is 44 today. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Michelle Badger from Milton, 42.
Michelle Turner from Sealands Grove is 39. Happy birthday.
I love this lady's name, Patricia Patrick. Doesn't that sound like she should be on a soap opera?
Yeah, but she's
Patricia
from
Patrick.
Florida.
And she's from Naples, Florida, and she's 70 today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, loosely translated, she's from around here, but she lives in Florida
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
And she listens on the app, I hope.
And I want to live with you, Patricia, please. I love, please let me go to Florida with you.
Rachel Daigle from Sealands Grove is 48 today.
Stephanie Stahl from New Berlin is 52.
And Tina Roeder is 39 today.
Anybody on that book of faces?
Yeah, Don Shally from Milton. Doesn't say the age, but happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right. You can get to us Facebook Messenger, or you could use the Ford Fun Line, which is always open. And then there's all those different mails.
Yeah, there's the Book of Faces and, you know.
All this techie stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Otherwise known as email and the text club.
Yes.
We could do that every single day because we do this every single day. And what's it called?
Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. 94KX.
Good morning, Tom and Karina. Was William Daniels, did he do the voice of Optimus Prime or Kit the Car back in the 80s? Because I think that's how I know him. I think I'm showing my age.
Oh, that's okay to show your age on this show. Karina's on the computer right now. I know he's done a whole lot more than Mr. Feeny, but...
I know!
What did you think he did?
Like, the voice of Optimus Prime or Kit the Car with David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Did
yes.
he do those?
Yes. I don't know about Optimus Prime, but he was Kit the Car.
was it with the Knight Rider?
Yeah, Kit the Car.
Yes, show my age.
Yeah, that's fine to show your age. We should have some kind of prize for you right now, just for going back in time.
You know what? I love it. And I love you guys. And I love every time I see you guys.
Thank you.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The hunt is on.
Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, there's the boinging we love so well.
I think you should make that your ringtone.
The boinging?
Yeah.
I think that's an excellent idea. Right now, speaking of ringtones, we got to go to the phone.
Yes, 1-800-326-94KX. It is approaching rapidly. Today's Thursday. Guess what? Bunny Hop is Sunday at Ards. We want you to join us.
Callers 9 and callers 4, like always?
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll meet those boingers. Bunny Hop Easter Egg Hunt is Sunday, and we've got our qualifiers.
Yes, we had Jared Hollister, caller 4 from Sunbury.
Caller 9's on the line right now, and I think she's... Are you taking the kids to school?
Yep.
Okay, now we can hear you a little better.
Yeah, let's talk slowly because you're using a Bluetooth, which is safe.
And so how old is this kiddo in the car?
Tom, how old are you? I'm 8.
8 years old.
All right.
All right, you're on your way to Ards on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, tell that youngster to give us a big hooray.
Okay, hooray.
Hi. That wasn't exciting, but we'll see you Sunday anyway. Give us a big hooray. Hooray.
I think she knows where she's going on Sunday.
There you go. Off to Ards Market on Sunday for the Bunny Hop Easter Egg Hunt with Morgan in the Morning. My name's Tom.
I'm Karina.
With Whitesnake.
I don't know where I'm
going. 94KX. Hey, I'm walking here. Up yours.
One of my favorite movie clips ever from Midnight Cowboy. I'm walking here. This is not necessarily being addressed to that lady in the minivan taking her kids to school because it is hard to talk on the phone, but it is safe to use a Bluetooth.
It is. So yes. Props to her for being safe, especially with a kiddo in the car.
Yes. However, a new survey shows that Americans believe that driving is more dangerous today than it was before the pandemic. According to the National Highway Body Safety Administration. In 2020, there's been a decline in mileage being driven. Well, we're all in lockdown, too, so that decreases the miles. However, there's been a 7% increase in fatalities from crashes. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I wonder if that's because there's a woman knee-driving on the steering wheel, eating her breakfast and putting her mascara on, going 70 miles an hour down I-80.
It's not just a woman. My buddy Eddie used to do that all the time. Please be careful driving to work this morning.
Hey, I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning. Next.
QKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
What are you doing with your taters later today?
None of your business.
No, we got to make it our business. It's on Facebook. We'll check it next.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1. 94.1.
WQKX. In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
National Tater Day, or is it Tater Day, or was it Tata Day? It's Potato Day, but we understand there's another National Potato Day.
Yeah, that's like, in August. I think it's the 17th, and so this is Tater Day, and that's Potato Day. And I'm like, is there a Spud Day, too?
Exactly. Any nickname you can get? National French Fry Day, I'm sure there's one of those. Yep. There's probably a Mashed Potato Day, but for our sake, it is Tater Day, so we just flat out asked you.
Yes.
I like the picture, too, by the way. Nice job. It's just a big, old, ugly potato there. That'll get your attention, right?
In all its glory.
Glory.
Katie Orr says twice baked. I do like that.
Twice baked?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just an expression for you're really nuts. All right.
Robert Carroll says loaded.
Loaded potatoes?
Yeah. Well, I do a loaded mashed potato, but I assume that's...
I occasionally eat potatoes when I'm loaded, but then I don't realize how much starch...
I'm usually loaded after I eat the potatoes.
Okay. Anyway, loaded potatoes, good.
Oh, Dad. He says fried with onions, and then he puts ketchup on them, I'm pretty sure, from memory, so...
Mm-hmm. Is he a guy that puts ketchup on... A little sidebar here. Ketchup on everything?
No, but my grandfather used to put ketchup on ham and bean soup.
There you go. It's just...
Weird PA Dutch, you know...
My youngest daughter put ketchup on everything, so we used to put bottles of ketchup in her Easter basket for a joke. Those little bottles you get at the restaurants, but she grew out of it, I guess. But all right, other
Jerry? Jerry Deals put a little meme picture and it says from potato to vodka, so clearly he is doing 5 o'clock somewhere.
He skips the little man on Tatey Day. He's just gonna have a drink.
Potato.
Yeah. Hey, coming up, late night TV, my boy Seth is talking about, speaking of drinking, Disney is now offering an Easter drink. What? Tom's top list coming up, the way we bribe our children to eat their veggies.
Didn't work on me. Nope, I used to throw them in the pan when Mom wasn't looking.
Oh, Mom, I hope you're not listening right now.
No, she knows.
Oh, my.
She'd be doing the dishes and I'd be like, Brussels sprout, gone.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
In honor of Easter, Disney World will offer a so-called Boozy Bunny, which features a chocolate rabbit filled with a bourbon drink. It's the perfect treat for people who shouldn't be at Disney World.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, parents, do you have to bribe your kids to eat veggies? No, my dad would just show me his fist. That's how I ate my veggies.
I was not allowed to get up from the table until I ate whatever was on my plate.
That's what Mama Morgan said, and she had eyes in the back of her head, too. But anyway, nowadays, we use bribery. 1,000 parents were asked how they bribe their kids. The number one with ice cream. What?
I see the appeal. And what goes great with ice cream? Chocolate.
Okay, chocolate came in at number two. You're right. Other kind of junk food sweets came in at number three.
And I think this still goes along with this, but number four is pudding.
Pudding?
Yeah.
Hide your Brussels sprouts in the pudding. Anyway, and number five was extra video game time.
There we go. Like, we really need these kids to have more game time. That's all they do is stare drooling into a TV for like 8 hours a day.
Exactly. There's the top five. Just missing the top five, by the way. Toys, extra phone time, and staying up late.
Shouldn't have to bribe them. Do as I say.
And not as I do.
No, not that one.
W.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All right. It's time to bring back the Outstanding Teacher Awards from Service First Federal Credit Union. We'll have a guest on the show tomorrow morning. We'll talk all about it. But almost everybody knows about it because we do it every year, and it's a great contest. But I don't want to call it a contest because it's really you being serious about a teacher you love and then
honoring them.
Yeah. Honoring them, and they could win money. And we'll have all the details tomorrow, but you said you couldn't pick one favorite teacher?
It's hard, but if I have to, well, I don't have to, but probably I'd say Mr. Ziegler. He is my fifth grade teacher at Oakland.
So and all-around teacher? I mean, you had
yes,
him in class
oh my gosh,
with
he was hilarious. And he
oh,
was,
yeah?
Yeah, he was That's always cool. took extra time with the kids. And I remember, flashing back here, Wesley used to put those folders up around his, so he thought you couldn't see him.
Wait, who did that?
A guy Wesley.
A kid in your class?
He used to take the binder folders and like put them around his desk and like take a nap.
What, he grew up to be the Unabomber? What?
So Mr. Ziegler would take an eraser from the front of the room and throw it and knock him down.
Pretty accurate hit too. Yeah.
Wesley, wake up. I can still hear it.
Wow. Hilarious.
But he's, and he coaches basketball, and he's just very involved. And
that's where I knew the name, yeah.
He hasn't aged. I swear he looks the same from when he was my fifth grade teacher, so.
Way to go, Mr. Ziegler.
How about you?
Mr. Kane, my honors English teacher, sophomore year in high school, sat me down one day, asked me to stay after class, and he said, you need to write, and you need to use your writing somewhere in a career. Do you understand me? And I was like, oh, thanks. He goes, your papers are just so, I can't wait to read your papers that you hand in. I said, oh, thanks. And he goes, you should be a writer. You should write books. You should write plays. You should write. I said, well, I'm going into radio. And he was like, I thought he was going to slap me and say, get out of here. But he was like, really? And I said, yeah.
You write things here, but you have a degree from King's in what?
Broadcasting and English literature.
There you go.
So Mr. Kane, I love you, man. I don't know if he's still alive. Probably not, because I'm so old. He'd only be older. But everybody's got that favorite teacher. And your kid's favorite teacher. Think about it, Mom. Think about it, Dad. Their favorite teacher could be winning $1,000 for their school. And it's all to teach your kid better. Yep. This is a win, 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 yep. win.
You can head to WVLY.com for all the info.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot today comes from Taylor Hawkins, a piece of audio that was captured that actually revealed that Hawkins was real good friends with John Stamos.
94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor in the afternoon. Sam Tyler at night. Our parting shot today actually comes from John Stamos. He posted a video, if you want to go Google it, talking about his friendship with the late, great Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters. And he posted this video where Hawkins is coming after him for stealing a Geico commercial off him.
Guess you guys are hanging out with Stamos today. My name is Taylor Hawkins. Play drums in the Foo Fighters. Stamos is a good buddy of mine. He's a good guy. I really like him a lot. He's a great drummer. He's just a great dude. All that stuff. But I'm a little upset with him, actually. I got to be honest with you, because I was supposed to do that Geico commercial where he flips the stick. Originally, that was mine. But they decided to go with Stamos because he's better looking. But I'm the best stick flipper around. Sorry, Stamos. He goes, me, Tommy Lee, Stamos.
Take that, Uncle Jesse.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.